Resident tech guru Trevor Long, everything for the man, cars, tech and lifestyle. And of course, the app you can download free, Google Play or the App Store, get it on your smartphone, and that'll keep you up to date with what's happening in tech. Very good morning to you, Trev. How are you this morning?
Morning, man. Very well.
Great to catch up with you, buddy. As always, the SIM swapping scam. What do you know about that?
Well, this is a tough one because it's been reported in a lot of places as, you know, being this big telco drama and people's SIMs being stolen. But fact is, there's a Queensland bloke who lost $10,000 from his bank account because of essentially a SIM swapping scam. But it's a bit deeper than that. This is a warning to people about identity fraud generally and passwords. So this guy, when someone tries to take $10,000 out of your bank account, it's very easy to stop because your bank sends you a text message. And that's the text message that kind of is your final password to let that money go. But in this instance, the hacker, the scammer, had already gotten into this bloke's email. They'd already stolen his identity. They'd already gotten into his Optus account, and they masqueraded as him to get a new version of his SIM card. Now, that's essentially what we can all do if we drop our phone in the river, can't get it. We get in touch with our telco. They send us a new SIM card. That's a SIM swap. Once he got the new SIM card with Optus, he then moved that phone, a SIM port, to a different telco, making it even harder for this man to get his phone back quickly. And once they moved the phone number to a different telco, they then logged into his bank and they transferred the money. So it's a quite elaborate scam, but it's quite easy to do if people have your identity, like your date of birth, your address, your name, and all these things. Plus, they can get very easy access to your email through a lot of that information or your password monitor to be on the internet. So a reminder to change your email password. Make sure the email password is strong and pay attention to any messages you get from telcos or banks about unusual activity. Act on them immediately.
All right. Now, the Kobo e-reader that brings colour, making it more than just a digital book.
E-books are amazing. The Kindle, the Kobo, they've these little devices have a 3-month battery life because they're just black and white and they don't refresh the screen any time other than when you turn the page. Kobo have introduced a new version, a little bit of colour, and that the good thing about that is when you're browsing for new books, you can see the cover art of the book, but also if you're someone who's studying or researching, you can highlight chapters or lines of text in different colours, so it makes it easier to do your study after the fact. So a nice little advance on e-readers, making them something a little bit more than just an electronic book.
And Samsung has launched their wall-hung speaker, the music frame, $749. I like this idea.
A very interesting product. $750 feels a lot to me, but I don't know, maybe it'll work. The idea here is that rather than having a little round Bluetooth speaker or a big hi-fi system, you have a frame on the wall, or you might sit it on a coffee table. And this frame, you can put your own photo in it, or you can order these acrylic snap-on covers, which can be whatever artwork you choose. And that might be an album you love or just a picture or art you love. And you snap that on and you can mount this on the wall, have sound coming from the wall in as many rooms as you want to have these things, or have one on each side of your TV and use it as left and right instead of having a sound bar. So just a new way to think about sound.
Always good to catch up with you, Trev. Thank you so much, mate. We'll catch up in the next couple of weeks.
Cheers, buddy. Have a great break.